Nikki Sixx doing quite well with that other band of his. 6 a.m., that song Rise doing really well. Some Nikki Sixx stuff on the X Facebook and Twitter pages. You might want to check those out in your free time as you're sitting in the can, on the can. Here we go. Late edition of That's Effed Up. Guy in St. Augustine, Florida ordered a white chocolate mocha at Starbucks last week, and on the label, one of the Starbucks employees wrote, quote, "Diabetes, here I come."
Now, wow. I actually heard that it went to work. It was a whole bunch of them, I guess, they took to work. So they didn't actually see this customer before they wrote it on there. So it's not like they picked some big fat guy. But still, you don't do that.
No, don't get in trouble.
No.
Speaking of getting in trouble, the police in Western Australia pulled over a guy on Thursday for speeding, and none of his kids had seatbelts on, but he had a seatbelt around his two cases of beer. It's called priorities.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, man, them cans hit the floor, man. They might split. They're spraying all over the place. That's dangerous.
Kids could drown.
That's right.
A guy climbed a mountain in California on Thursday to propose to his girlfriend on FaceTime, which is actually kind of cool. And she said yes. As he started climbing down, he got stuck. Got rescued by a helicopter and arrested for trespassing and meth possession.
Oh, very nice. So he's not even with the chick. He proposes, doesn't have a ring for her because he's doing it on FaceTime.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
I'm wondering if they're still engaged.
You should have told him just to stay up there.
On second thought, pound sand. Guy named Thomas Weed from California was busted for speeding to a court date last week, and the cops found he had a bunch of weed in his car.
Shocking.
And he was high on meth, too. Well, that's weird. When you do that, that's like one makes you go up, one makes you go down. And finally, I find nothing wrong with this. Guy in New Hampshire flashed his junk at some... Oh, yeah, I do. A guy in New Hampshire flashed his junk at some Dunkin' Donuts employees a few weeks ago. Then he went back the next day just for donuts, and they called the cops. And he was arrested for indecent exposure. Funny thing is, he walked out with a dozen donuts, and he had no bag or box.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say he was doing something to the donuts.
No, they were already glazed. We got Check It Roads coming up after Linkin Park on the X.